The Blue Towel Radio Theater presents... The Adventures of Captain Strong, Scourge of the High Seas, starring Matt Heller, Ben McClure, and Michael McDonough. Episode 2.
When we last left our heroes, the mighty vessel Palindrome had run aground on some rocks.
Yes! The pulse is sinking! I've got to get to the deck! Captain Strong!
Capital thinking, Percy. Running the boat into those rocks was just the thing to throw my hairy adversary overboard.
What hairy adversary?
That huge, aggressive, ape-like creature that killed the men.
Really, Captain, this is serious.
I am always serious, and don't you forget it.
A thousand pardons, sir.
Now, enough of this chit-chat. Everyone, into the lifeboat.
Aye, sir!
But, Captain, what about our cargo?
I'm afraid it's curtains for the cargo, Percy. But we can still save ourselves. Now, let's go. Everybody in? Now, row, Percy. Row like the wind.
Rowing, sir!
There goes the Palindrome, sinking to a watery grave!
We can all take comfort in at least she went the way she always wanted to, fulfilling her sacred trust to safely deliver her crew to their proper destination.
Indeed, sir.
It's sad, though. I was master of that vessel for nearly 4 years. It was largely because of her power that I became known as the Scourge of the High Seas. And as she sinks to the ocean depths, part of me sinks with her.
Indeed, sir.
Yes, my glass eye, which I left in my cabin. Now it will spend an eternity on the ocean floor, along with our mysterious cargo.
Pardon me for asking this at such a somber moment, but what exactly was our mysterious cargo?
I'm afraid I don't know, Percy.
What? Captain, are you saying that you didn't even know what we were carrying in our cargo hold?
For once, you've hit the nail right on the head, Randy. I only know that a mysterious benefactor paid an extraordinary amount of money to transport the cargo to a distant land.
Pardon me for interrupting there, Captain, but there to the east, is that what I think it is?
Where? I don't see anything but that huge landmass.
Quiet, Tapioca Brain. Well spotted, Mr. Aqua Velvet. Make for the land.
Meanwhile, in a nearby castle, look. A beautiful but spunky princess gazed longingly out of her tower window.
Oh, how I pity the wayward seaman who finds himself on the waters on this fearsome night.
Don't waste too much energy pitying those heartless seamen. They're a wretched lot, not to be trusted.
Oh, Greta, how can you say that? Certainly there may be some who are without morals, spirit, or honor. But others, I'm sure, are quite noble in heart and soul and physique.
Never you mind about their physique, Princess Amanda.
If only the king would let me leave this castle so that I might explore the world outside.
You know that your father has a good reason for his edict, Princess Amanda.
He's not my father, Greta. We both know that.
He's all the father you have since your natural parents were killed by that godless communist heathen raping whore from the north. He's treated you like his very own, even though you came from an enemy nation. And now he must protect you from that same enemy that killed your family and destroyed your country.
That's easy for you to say. Oh, how I envy the life of the common scrub woman. Able to come and go as she pleases, and treated so well under the king's generous rule. And you especially, Greta, who as my personal handmaiden, have free access to the castle as well.
It is indeed a life fit for the gods. Oh, it's such a... What? Merciful heavens! The klaxon!
What could it be?
I'd wait on my firstborn, it's nothing good. Princess, please, get away from that window!
Look! There's Anton, the guard commander! Anton, what's happening?
Pointers, Your Highness. Washed ashore in that flimsy life raft.
Oh, Melanta! Princess, wait! Where are you going?
I must help! As a young girl, I was schooled in the medicinal arts, healing methods, unknown in this country.
Meanwhile, on the Royal Beach...
All three are alive, sir, but this one is badly hurt. He needs help.
Oh, is there anything you can do to help him? He's our captain.
This is all my fault. He didn't hesitate to come to my rescue when that man-eating marlin attacked me. Out at sea.
I don't know if there's anything I can do. He's badly hurt, but I don't have the skills to save him. Nobody in this, our entire country does. Blast! He's going to die because our nation's medical technology is primitive.
Oh, you've spoken too soon, Commander. Let me through.
Princess Amanda.
Can you save our captain, fair princess?
If anyone can, it's Princess Amanda. She has the knowledge of healing arts otherwise unknown in our land.
Now, if I spit on this dandelion leaf and rub it on his forehead and dab his eyelids with this juice of an aloe plant and stick this piece of celery up his nose, that should do it!
Where am I?
Captain, you're alive!
Another point for you, Randy. You are improving. Now tell me, where are we, and who is this almost painfully attractive woman standing over me?
I'm Princess Amanda, Captain, and I am pleased to see that you are so healthy.
Oh, watch out, Captain. She's giving you the big eye.
Really? Splendid. I'm short one of those these days.
That's not exactly what I mean, sir.
Don't contradict me, you lily coxswain. I'm trying to thank our enchanting hostess for her hospitality. Perhaps, dear saint, you might favor me with your hand?
Oh, I'd be delighted, Captain...
Strong. Captain Fitzwilliam Strong.
Wow! Even as an invalid, our captain is smooth.
He is not known as the Scourge of the High Seas for nothing.
Your Majesty!
King Goober.
Commander Anton! That lawless scoundrel with his hands all over my daughter is disobeying my direct edict. He is to be executed at once.
Yes, Your Majesty.
No!
Has Captain Strong been rescued from the brink of death only to be pushed over it a moment later? Find out in the next quality-strewn episode of The Adventures of Captain Strong, Scourge of the High Seas.
I'll be there to give you all the love you need.